Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you stayed with us, too, because we got a new friend. Sam Horn is with us, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to ask her about her name in a minute, but before we do, I want to tell you a little bit about her. She's a popular business consultant. She's a keynote speaker, a trainer, and an outstanding author of many books, a number of books that are just very exciting books, including her new one, which is called Pop. Create the perfect pitch title and tagline for anything, and she's our new friend. Sam Horn, welcome to the show.
Why, thanks, Jim. I've been looking forward to sharing some ideas with your small business owners.
Well, we're glad you're here. I have to ask, though, I know a lot of ladies whose name is, they're called Sam. We call them Sam. Mm-hmm. And for them, it's short for Samantha.
You know, mine is short for Sandra. When I was 5, my dad gave a wagon to me. I started to paint my name on back. Couldn't fit Sandra, put Sam. That's what it's been ever since.
I'll be done. I knew there was a great story in there somewhere. I knew you weren't a Samantha. Somehow, when I looked at your book and I looked at the stuff that you do, I said, this isn't a Samantha. There's a story in there somewhere. What a great story.
Well, you know, and especially it's always nice to have a namesake from your dad. So
exactly.
Carry it proudly.
Well, good for you. I'm glad to hear that. So, Sam, talk to us about Pop. Now, my audience looks around. My small business owners look around and they think, what's new under the sun? I mean, what's been thought of? What can I do that hasn't already been thought of? How do I break out? How do I differentiate myself? And those are just the ones who are trying. Some people are just saying, you know, they don't even try to break out of the crowd. But there are those who want to, and they're trying to figure out, how do I differentiate myself?
Boy, Jim, I'm so glad you've asked that, because, see, we're either blending in or breaking out. And if we're blending in, that's for Cuisinarts, not for companies. So let me start with a quick story that shows the value of every single person listening to us caring about this. There was a restaurant in the Washington, D.C. area that wasn't getting anyone to their happy hours. And why? Well, they were one of 50 in their area offering happy hours. See, they're blending in.
Boring.
Tell me about it. And they're losing money. And I don't know anyone who wants to lose more money these days. So, see, they looked for their POD. And I'm recommending to everyone listening, POD, what is your point of distinction?
Mm-hmm.
And finally, their manager noticed that one of their loyal customers was bringing in his dog and tying him up outside while he came in for a cold one. Eureka! You know, why not have a happy hour for dog owners? They could bring those poor pooches who'd been cooped up all day long, put out dog biscuits. Now, see, here's the good news, Jim. If you give your new idea a brand new name, it can give you free national media attention.
Mm-hmm.
See, use a POP technique called alphabetizing, where you take your core word, run it through the alphabet, you know, happy hour, eventually get to...
Sort of like the name
hour.
Game. Sort of like doing the name game, huh?
That's right. The good news is, though, you know, Yappy Hour, that got picked up by the Washington Post, 100 newspapers who are always looking for the next new thing wrote about it. Now millions of people know about the Alexandria, Virginia's Yappy Hour for free, just for a little thought time.
What a great story. What a great example. But it just takes a little creativity. And so what do you think... Did they get some of their? Was it just the one guy who saw the dog and had that idea, or do you think that he got together with his crew and around a creative table, a little brainstorming table, and said, "What can we call this?"
You know, see, Jim, you're bringing up a good point. Is that this book, Pop? I've made it so that you can do it on your own. If I don't care whether you own a little deli, whether you own a flower shop, whether you own an auto repair place, your own landscaping business. Now, with this book, you actually can work through each of the techniques and come up with your own great name, or maybe you're launching a new product, or maybe you have a sale or something like that. And see, if you do come up with an eyebrow-raising name, even if people are busy, they'll notice you. And see, that's the first thing to making money these days, is breaking out, getting people to stop in their tracks and notice your ad, or notice your store name, or notice the poster you have in your window. Want another great idea?
Sure, absolutely.
There's something called a half-and-half technique. And here's another example. I'll use one more restaurant technique, and then we'll use other ideas that can be used for all those different kinds of businesses. See, if you're going to have a little fusion restaurant where you would have, say, Chinese, Mexican food or something like that.
That's now, fusion.
Say what?
That's definitely fusion.
That's fusion. Now, what do you call it, of course? Because, see, we got to give it a name. Well, on a fresh piece of paper, you put a vertical line down the center, and you just start describing your new project or product or, mm-hmm. or program. You put some words on the left, some words on the right. You start mixing and matching them. Guess what you come up with? Guacamole. W-O-K. Now, see, if you're driving down the street, you know, wouldn't you notice that? And wouldn't
Absolutely.
You be compelled to pull over and go in?
Yeah. Well, if nothing else, you'd want to go see what people who came up with that look were doing. What do they look like? What are they acting like? And you hope the food would be good too.
You know, that's exactly right. In fact, you know, people say, "Sam, I'm not creative. I can't do this." Well, a 13-year-old kid did this in New Orleans. He lived across from City Park, and after Hurricane Katrina, the city couldn't afford to keep it up, and so they just kind of abandoned it.
Mm-hmm.
And the lawn was, you know, the weeds, it was just terrible. And he was looking at it one day, and he thought, somebody should do something about that. And then he thought, well, I'm somebody, I should do something about that.
Right.
So he got his lawnmower, started cutting the grass. One of his friends joined him. His friend was named Ron, so guess what they called themselves, Jim?
What?
The morons.
Well, that's it. You know, I wonder though. These are all great stories, and these are good examples, folks, of how what people have done. Those are individual stories, but the key is to be able to take these ideas and create something for yourself, and that's what Sam has done with her book, which is called Pop, P-O-P, very simply. And when we come back after these messages, I want to ask Sam to help us get the gumption to do something like this, because there are people who really have a hard time being pithy, have a hard time being creative, and or even if they have a creative thought, being prepared to stand up to it, stand behind it, and deliver it to the world and be proud of it. There are people like that, and a lot of folks like that, and we're going to get Sam to help us after these messages. The Atlanta Rhythm Section, ladies and gentlemen. Surely this is the small business anthem, right? Even when times get rough, and sometimes we've had enough, still gotta try. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Lots and lots of stuff there to help you with your business, to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog. You got 5 seconds. You got 15 minutes. We got something for you. Sam Horn is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Sam is the author of Pop, Create the Perfect Pitch, Title, and Tagline for Anything. Sam, give us your website. Tell us where we can find your books.
It's real easy. It's samhorn.com. So it's SAMHORN.com. And, of course, they can find my book in the bookstores or on Amazon.com. Or if they come to our website, we've got some CDs and books, and I'll even sign them for you.
All right. We appreciate that. So check that out, folks, samhorn.com. Sam, as we went to the break, you know, I was talking about some people really have a hard time stepping out. Now, I'm not like that. You're not like that. I mean, I don't mind painting a cow purple and turning it upside down and standing there saying, yeah, I did that. You got a problem with that? You talking to me? You know, I don't have a problem with something like that. A lot of people really have a hard time if they have creative thoughts. It almost embarrasses them, I think, sometimes, and before they ever actually let anybody know about them. And it's like if they created something, if they produce something that was creative, they're not prepared to back it up. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm so glad you're bringing this up, Jim, because, see, I was giving kind of creative or fun answers, and we don't have to be cheesy or cutesy, and we don't have to be over the top like that. In fact, there are some ways that you can give your business a name or that you can give a sale, an ad campaign that's going to help it pop out, and it's purposeful. In fact, P-O-P, P stands for purposeful, and I'll give you an example. I had an opportunity to speak for the Inc. 500 5000 conference. They honor the top 5,000 entrepreneurial organizations in the country. And now, as you know, Jim, most of these people started out with an idea. They started out in their garage or
at the kitchen table,
in their spare bedroom.
Yeah.
And here are some of the top three names of these top 500 companies. One is JustLikeSugar.com. Another is WeBuyHouses.com. Another is PayMeLater.com.
Right.
Now, see, you don't have to be, you know, cutesy or anything like that. All you have to do, and you said this earlier, sit down with someone over lunch, over dinner, and just get the pop book because it's going to talk you through this process. Just start writing down how you would describe your business or how you would describe your service or your product. And sometimes the name is right there in those words, and it can be very simple, and not anything you're ever going to be embarrassed about. It's just going to tell people exactly what you do in a very short way.
Well, another thing I think you can do is get your people together, employees, if you have already have your company, or get whoever you want to talk to, and maybe say, how do our customers use this? What is it that they like about it the most? I mean, ask those kinds of questions, but you got to write this stuff down, don't you, so you can process it.
Oh, boy, you just said the most important thing, Jim. If there's anything I've learned in all these years of helping people help their business pop out, it's ink it when you think it.
I like that.
Because, see, when we get one of those ideas that occur to us, it broke through our screen, which means it has value. It's different. It got our attention. And if it got our attention, if it made our eyebrows go up, it'll make other people's eyebrows go up.
Well, but now, you know, one of the things I've learned is somebody who has had one or two creative thoughts in his life, Sam, I have learned, though, that sometimes what I think is just knock it out of the park genius kind of lands with a thud on other people. You got to road test these things, don't you?
Hey, and you can do it for free. You know, Pat, go buy the eyebrow test. It's just tell someone what you do and watch their eyebrows. And if their eyebrows knit or furrow, it means they didn't get it.
Right, and it's got to, and it's got to, this, and they got to get it almost virtually instantaneously, don't they?
That's right. In fact, one of the best ideas, people tell me that this one idea makes all the difference, is to, when people say, what do you do, don't tell them. Because, see, when we explain what we do, I work for a bank. You know, I'm a florist, bank. You know, it brings the conversation to a halt. So when someone says, what do? Don't explain, ask. You know, say, well, have you, a friend or family member, ever participated in the local swim program, the master's program or the swim lessons, and they'll give you FI, free information.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, my son's on the swim team. Oh, well, I run the swim center that offers. Oh, you see how if you ask a question and they come back with some type of response, then you tailor your response to whatever's meaningful for them.
Right.
Now you're off to an interesting conversation instead of a screeching halt conversation.
When I had, before I started my media company, I was a business consultant, and my company name was Jim Blassingame Business Consultants.
Uh-huh.
Jim Blassingame and Associates Business Consultants. And people would say, what do you do? And I say, I'm a vice president you can rent. Now, the first thing I told them, the title of my company, they needed to ask another question.
That's right.
But the second time when I came back, they always got that. And so you got to be. And here's one more quick one. I know a dentist who said his tagline is the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth.
Well, there you go. Got my eyebrows up.
SamHorn.com. The book is called Pop. Create the perfect pitch, title, and tagline for anything. Sam, will you come back another day? You got a lot more to teach us.
Oh, I'd love to, Jim. I look forward to it already.
We'll have some. some fun. Sam Horn, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I promise.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.